Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 31 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to La Pizza Fresca. I met up with
Violet Crumbine,
Paul Conley,
Louis Perlman,
Alan Fessenden,
Maddie Mako,
Terry Jim,
Jess Lane,
and
Michael Kaneko.
And I ordered two slices and two bites of a margarita, one slice of a Bianche, and one bite of a Amelia. Today is day 31, the 31st day of Pizza Month, so it's Halloween, October 31st, 2006. And I am at La Pizza Fresca, and that is located on 20th Street between Broadway and Park Ave South. So I just got my pizza. I got a 3/4 margarita and 1/4 Bianca, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Bianca Neve.
And so the Bianca Neve has no sauce, but does have a little cherry tomatoes on top, and it's loaded with fresh mozzarella cheese.
Apparently
some garlic. I didn't know that because it's a camouflage. It has a nice crispy crust. It did the crispy crust all the way around it, and pretty uniform. It's like a perfect circle. Man. And the rest of it is margarita. And it has the fresh mozzarella cheese like patches. And plenty of sauce, which is good, because as I mentioned so many times this month, I really like good sauce. And if memory serves, this has pretty good sauce here. Crust is really real thick and crispy on the sides, but as it gets towards the center, it kind of is a little bit soggy. You can see like it's sagging a little bit, such as if you were to hold up a slice, it probably wouldn't keep its shape. And that's okay. Getting photos taken because what is the name of the newspaper?
Jeppion.
Jeppion.
New York Jeppion.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for a second the pizza was all lit up, and then that let me know that there's plenty of oil or grease, or you know, maybe it's olive oil on top of it, and reflected off nicely. But now I'm gonna eat it.
I just got offered another slice, and it is, do you remember the name of the pizza that this is?
Amelia.
And what's on it? Balsamic vinegar.
Tomato sauce.
And
Parmesan
cheese. Yeah. And is that what these are? Slices of Parmesan rather than grated?
No,
I've never had that. Well, time to try it.
So I ended up eating two slices and two bites of a margarita, one slice of a Bianche
Neve,
and one bite of a balsamic, what was that called?
Amelia.
And one bite of an Amelia. Amelia. And, well, I really like the margarita.
I don't know if he liked it.
I don't know if he liked it.
I did like the margarita.
Like,
well, it's not black or white, you know, because the margarita was delicious. The Bianche Neve was all right, you know.
It
was
garlic heavy.
Very garlic heavy. If you love garlic, you would love it.
But you love sauce.
Yes. If you're a big fan of sauce.
The
tomatoes, but there's like three cherry tomatoes.
Solid tomatoes.
I think there's going to be a debate here. I feel like that's like...
Well, that's good. You know, that's what is so great about, you know, a pizza place that offers more than one pie is that they can satisfy different needs for different people.
Well, and we had like a tomato sauce in a frozen block. That's not saucy. It's the same ingredients, but it's not a sauce.
What did you eat, Jess?
I have the Bianca Neve. I agree with your critique because I sort of egged you on while you were giving it as well. And I had the Amelia, which you didn't comment on.
Oh, that's right, the Amelia one. I only had one bite, so it's hard to comment. I will say that I'm not a fan.
You only had one bite because you didn't like it.
You hated it.
Right, it's hard to have more than one bite if you really don't like it.
I liked it, though.
Did you try the pizza fresca?
I did not have a La Pizza Fresca this year.
I'll tell you what.
But you did, right, Maddie?
Wasn't as good as years past. Don't tell anybody.
Wow. Also,
luckily, nobody's listening, so no one will know.
Also, no, the pizza, at least mine wasn't sliced at all. It was just a solid disc.
I sliced it myself.
So. I had slices.
What?
I had slices.
I also had slices.
What?
Usually the fact that it's cut or not is not a big selling point, but...
No.
But we have to share, so we have to, like...
No, on top of everything, it wasn't sliced.
I pick a pizza whether it's sliced or not.
La Pizza Fresca, the olives had pits. It wasn't pieces of olives. It was, like, full olives with pits. Like, what? It's a pizza. Like, I'm going to take a bite of a pizza, and then I have to stop.
Right.
Spit my pit out.
I had to remove the olives and then eat them separately.
It doesn't matter how fancy a pizza is. Sometimes you still want to be able to pick it up with your hands and put it in your mouth.
Right. And maybe this isn't the place for that, right?
Not if you get the pizza fresca with the olives that have pits in them.
Or if it's not sliced.
Go ahead. You can take it. Thank you very much. It was delicious. Because I had pizza the last 31 days now.
What is some kind of diet? Some kind of pizza diet?
It's National Pizza Month.
Do you know October's National Pizza Month?
It is?
Yeah.
Well, for you or for everybody?
For everybody.
Well, I must have pizza one time in October.
And he works around it all the time, so you would think he maybe.
Anyway, how was your meal? Good? Everything was good?
Yeah, it was good. Or we're finding out whether it's good.
Sean Taylor.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you. A coworker of mine is friends with the Slice New York guy.
Who's the coworker?
My coworker Alice Chan. And I don't know the Slice New York guy's name, but I was telling her about how I was doing the stage. She goes, "Is that the same my friend who has a website?" And I was like, "Slice New York? No. That's something totally different." She was like, "Yeah, how did you know about Slice New York?" I was like, "Is it a feature on Sean?"
You're in it, right?
I just thought of something that's also kind of important, is that my friend wrote a play, a funny musical play at Columbia in years past, and one of the throwaway but very important jokes was a line in a song included an unnecessary guy in a pizza costume playing the electric guitar, and I should have had him come to the last night of Pizza Month dressed in the giant slice of pizza costume, but I just remembered now.
That's a good, and it's Halloween too.
I'm just kidding. You're not actually here. It is Halloween.
Right, you can't see it, but there he is.
There he is.
I also have a couple of guests that I've just met today, and one of them is a writer for Japan Today, right? Is that a good translation of it?
Yeah, it's not that serious, though.
It's not that serious of a publication.
Japan Today.
Oh, I see. It kind of like it sounds like a serious.
It's like more maybe a small village, rich voice,
mm-hmm.
but it's not that cutting edge either. So it's kind of, I don't know. Hard to explain. So.
What did you think? What did you eat as far as the pizza today?
It was pretty good. It was unique.
What did you eat? What was the type of pizza?
Oh, the type of pizza I like?
Or you had the Amelia, right?
Yes.
Okay. And had you ever had pizza like that before?
No, that's why I wanted to try. Uh-huh. Pizza with vinegar.
That's right, there was vinegar on that pizza, wasn't there?
Yeah. And that was balsamic vinegar.
Is that a selling point for you, or is that
yeah,
a?
It
is
was.
That a, okay.
It was.
You like it?
Yeah.
See,
I liked
that shows you different strokes. You know, this is a pizza place that has a lot of different types of things. It also has Parmesan cheese instead of mozzarella cheese, which is a big change.
It's like a bruschetta flavor. Bruschetta.
I've never had that.
Parmesan isn't melted. Parmesan is solid, which is unique. It gives it a crunchy texture.
Did you also have the Amelia? And this is Paul.
I had the Amelia too.
Would you get it again?
I would. The balsamic vinegar kind of gives the sauce tangy flavor, which is, if you like tangy tomato sauce, which I like, it's a big selling point. It's quite tasty.
And Jess,
I'm sorry, I just wanted to comment on the Amelia while we're still talking about
it. Right, you bet.
I said I enjoyed it a lot, and I think that I, if I came back, that's what I would get.
Oh, you'd get a whole pie of it.
I would get a whole pie of it because I really like balsamic. Oh. I said that.
So I think three different people all really
liked it too. So
there are four people that really liked the Amelia
pizza. If that's
pizza.
What you're into. It was really unique. So I had to and good.
I agree it's unique. And I think, I really like the mozzarella cheese. It's Halloween, but no one wore a costume.
I wore makeup.
You wore makeup, Violet. All right. Hey, Violet, you know what I heard the other day? There is a food item called Violet Crumble.
Violet Crumble.
Yeah.
Is that why you changed your name to Violet? Or
no.
Or is that your normal given name?
I was Violet before I'd ever heard of Violet Crumble.
Isn't that... What is Violet Crumble?
It's a honeycomb delight from California.
Have you ever had it?
Yes, yeah, someone bought it for me once, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, where are you from? Japan?
Yeah, Tokyo.
How long have you been in the United States?
8 years.
Yeah. 8 years? Yeah. And in New York City?
No, in Oregon for 5 years.
Wow. What brought you to Oregon?
I went to PSU, Portland State University, over there.
Is that common for folks from Tokyo to go to Oregon?
No. Maybe California, more common.
Uh-huh.
West Coast, though, it's close to Japan. So.
How close is that? I should know. But
9 hours, maybe. From here, 15 hours. It's really far.
I remember I had to take this test one time when I was young. And they said, how many miles is it from New York to London? And it was in order to get into, like, this enrichment or gifted program. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's got to be, like, 15,000. Do you know how far it is from New York to London?
No, I don't.
No, I will not get into your elementary school enrichment program.
Well, it's not 15,000.
I hope I do well on the other questions, because yeah. I'm not going
to
get...
I think it's around 3 to 4,000. So I was way off, but it bothered me from that one. I somehow managed to still get in the enrichment program. Maybe it wasn't, you didn't have to get a perfect score. I got partial credit for saying something at least in the thousands, I guess. And I used miles. You know, they ask you how far, and I said miles.
15,000 miles.
I didn't say, like... Yeah.
You went around the Earth a few times.
Like 12 knots. I think it's 12 knots away. Yeah.
How do you feel about the last day of Pizza Month?
You know, I have several things on my mind. You know, I told Jody that I would dedicate the last pizza day to her. Jody and Jim were hit by a car yesterday. So, on the sidewalk, they were on the sidewalk, which is one of, I think, New Yorkers' biggest fears. So I wanted to get over to the hospital, but I think the visiting hours are over. So I just told him that I didn't want to wrap it up, but she probably would have really liked the Amelia too. Everyone else did. Everyone else loved the Amelia. It's so different, you know. It was like you would think. This late in the month, you know, I would want something that different, but I just...
You like a nice cheese slice, right? I mean, that's your favorite.
Did you used to ever work in food services?
No.
What's the weirdest job you had when you were younger?
I plotted maps for the state of Ohio for, like, tax purposes. And it was just me in an office that was surrounded by glass, and so everyone could see me.
It's like an aquarium?
And I was like, this is the weirdest situation.
A terrarium.
Yeah.
It's on land.
It's like a
Oh,
a
that's
museum.
Why they call it that. I never knew, you know.
Yeah.
A terrarium.
Oh, because your name is Terry.
Yeah, so that was weird. That was weird.
Nice Latin reference. Jess. Jess is part Italian, I guess. Yeah. That's why you know Latin. Instinctively.
Sure.
Did anyone else have a weird job?
See, I used to work in pizza places.
Oh, really?
So that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like, I the more I ate pizza, the more I was, I the fewer toppings I wanted on it.
Wait a minute. You've been doing this for years, and nobody knows nor knew that you worked in a pizza place before.
Yeah,
what
pizza
well,
place?
I worked at a Pizza Hut. As on the make table and I answered phone calls and then Papa John's I was a dough slapper. That was the name for it.
I will make business cards that say Sean Taylor, former dough slapper. So you can use them now; they won't be outdated.
No, I have a star
yeah.
From
you do?
Whoa!
Oh, the podcast definitely can't.
Get that microphone really up
close. Yeah.
Can you hear that scar?
How does that scar sound? Okay. Quiet.
I had my sister, not the one you know, Linda, but the other one you might know, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked at a Hungry Howie's.
I worked at Hungry Howie's. That's the third place. You're the only person who knows that, though.
What
I was
Hungry
a delivery boy at Hungry Howie's.
Where's that?
And all that stuff they say that happens with delivery boys and women, it doesn't.
Yeah, maybe just not to you.
But
delivery boys come to my house.
Hey, kind of Patrick Dempsey it happens to, but not Sean Taylor. But wait, what is Hungry Howie's? What, I don't
go ahead.
Hungry Howie's is a pizza chain that is primarily in Florida, and I think also some northern state, like any good Florida chain. But it's got this guy with his pizza, his head coming out of a pizza neck. It's like a pizza pie.
Where are you from, Violet?
Texas.
I just got a call from Texas on my cell phone tonight. But it was an automated message from Microsoft about Halo 3.
Wow, you get calls when new video games come out? Thank you guys very much for joining for last day of Pizza Month.
How much did you record? A half hour's worth of audio.
I did, but I probably used like a minute or two.
I hope all of it is on.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.